This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. And who better to kick things off with than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm pretty good on a media overload today.
Now, why would it be a media overload today? What would be different? Would it be the fact that the House Intelligence Panel voted to release the Republican memo? Would that be part of it?
Part of that, some problems in Afghanistan, State of the Union, Hillary Clinton and her former campaign manager, just a ton
crazy.
Of stuff.
Let's talk first about the fact that I think it was NBC reported first, it doesn't matter, that the White House counsel was reviewing the memo and no decision is going to be made apparently on the release before the State of the Union. Is that right?
Yes. And, of course, you know, everybody's – I don't know if they did the timing. Have you heard anything? I don't know if they – I don't think they timed this on purpose.
I don't think they timed it on purpose, no.
No. But the White House had a potential 5-day review, and that's how it runs, you know. They vote to release it, and then if the White House wants to hold it, they can. There'd be no reason for them to hold it.
Yeah. We're going to see it eventually.
Yes, I would be absolutely amazed if the White House would hold it at this point in time.
Right.
I mean, and this has been, you know, hyped up that there is something just terrible in there. I mean, we've seen classified information before, and people say, oh, that, you know, it's kind of shocking, but this one has been hyped to the point that for the Republicans' sake, there better be something in there that, you know, is unbelievable.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so that's the whole deal on the memo. They vote to release the Nunez memo, but while that's happening and then the whole thing is about protecting the press or whatever, as we watch them, I don't know, eat their own, so to speak, then we've got the State of the Union, which is huge. What do you think we're going to see with the State of the Union?
I think you're going to see less aggressive President Trump is what I think. Now, he's going to be Trump, don't get me wrong. Trump is Trump, but it's not going to be as aggressive. He's going to do some outreach. He'll talk about immigration. But because he does have a plan there that, although people don't like parts of it, it is workable. There are, in fact, there's about 2.5 points that they can come to terms on, and then one they can't. And then he's going to talk about national security. He's obviously going to, you know, praise the stock market and the tax relief that they passed. And he's going to venture out on infrastructure, but I don't think the infrastructure will hit home. I think he kind of missed the boat of not doing it earlier this year. So it won't be a boom part of the speech, but it'll be out there. And, you know, so I think it'll be something that just he'll be a little bit toned down. And if he stays to the script and to the teleprompter, it'll probably go a little bit better.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? I think he actually will.
I think he will, because I think the staff has, you know, focused in that there's been so much chaos, so much of, you know, of this debate back and forth, and things have happened. But let's face it, he had a good trip overseas. I mean, that trip to Davos, which he's the first president in 17 years to go, it wasn't a disaster. The tax relief, I talked to two regular earth people, I call them, non-politicos today, and they said, wow, you know, they had a $300 reduction or something in their, I don't know what they did early in their pay or whatever, but they were happy. So, you know, he's got a few things that are going okay and a few things aren't with Russia. So I think that if he just, you know, tends to kind of throw a fig leaf out there and be less aggressive, stay to the script, he'll do okay.
All right. So we'll have to take kind of the odds on that. We'll watch. I think the over under is high that he will stick to the script, though. Yeah, I think so too. Hillary Clinton, in the meantime, makes news for a couple of different reasons. One was the spoof of Fire and Fury that she did at the Grammys, and then of course, then this latest row that's been making all of the rounds in this 24-hour news cycle. So let's talk Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, she did. She read from the book. I don't know. I usually don't get all, you know, worked up over anything like that. But I just thought reading the whole book at the Grammys was kind of, I don't know, just didn't sort of fit in. You know, it went overboard a little bit. I thought so. The other one, Kate, to be honest with you, I felt so bad today. I really did for Patty Solis Doyle.
Yeah.
And she has been with Hillary Clinton since Hillary was the first lady of Arkansas, and I really honestly felt the pain coming from her today on television. You know, she had said she had advised Hillary Clinton to get rid of this guy that was on the staff that was accused of harassing, you know, and his name was Burns Strider, and he was a faith advisor or something. And Hillary overrode her and then moved the lady out of the office. And then later he moved on to another job. And again, allegations, you know, came forth. But Hillary Clinton basically today said, you know, she didn't do that, didn't override, and just didn't take a factual approach to it. And I saw the campaign manager, former manager, on television today. And she's kind of put her head down and said she overrode it. You know, it was just a statement, very believable. So I thought it was a sad day because this is not a person hostile to her. This is a long, long time friend.
And yes, just, and
you know,
I agree. It was very strange. And like you explained it, the former manager of the 2008 presidential campaign said that she did overrule the recommendations that she boot one of her advisors who was accused of sexual harassment, and Burns Strider, I believe, was his name, and
right.
They investigated it and said that the people involved said he shouldn't be working in the campaign. And
right.
She said that she thought Clinton made the wrong call by keeping him on board and saying it wasn't an easy call. So, boy, oh, boy, I agree with you. That was very sad.
It was sad. I felt you could see the agony in Patty Doyle's face. She didn't want to be there, but she did step forward because this has all come to light. And I just thought, you know, for Hillary Clinton and all the horrible things with sexual harassment today,
yes.
For the campaign manager to look like she is telling the truth, frankly, and Hillary Clinton to have covered that up, that's just a kind of a mark there. And I just thought it was a sad way for, you know, you could see, like I said, the friendship in this lady, and she wasn't out to get her. So I thought it was kind of a sad day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then last one, how about this deputy director for the FBI, just kind of as they're being describing it, just abruptly stepping down? Was there anything there?
Well, I think it's going to all go away. Look, the media today had such a shock. I wasn't shocked. In fact, I was shocked he wasn't fired. You know, his wife ran for the Senate, and the governor, McAuliffe, who is not just a friend of the Clintons but intricately involved with the Clintons, raised her $500,000 in contributions. At the time, her husband was, you know, part of the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the emails, and frankly, he should have recused himself at that point in time, you know, with his wife receiving so much money from a confidant of the Clintons. It just didn't look good. But then Trump was after him, and they were after him internally. Look, I personally think the man walked in today and said, I got 90 days left. I'm going to use my vacation.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And that's where we end this. Perfect.
Sure.
Thank you,
sure.
Bob Ney.
Thank
terrific.
You.
We'll talk to you again soon. I agree with him. I think he just said, I'm done. I don't need to be here. I got the 90-day. Boom, I'm out. Stay with us. More coming up next on America Tonight.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You walk slowly down the street with a big blue way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one
bites the dust. So speaking of that,
another one bites the dust.
As in ends. He does bite the dust. He decides to bolt. We just talked about it. But in case you just tuned in, Andrew McKay, boom, out as FBI deputy director. He was pressured by the FBI director, Christopher Wray. That's at least what a couple of people close to him whispered in the ears of the Gray Lady. You know the Gray Lady? The New York Times. So supposedly he raised some concern about a yet-to-be-released Inspector General report reviewing how, yes, the FBI handled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. Boy, we have talked about this woman's email more than anything, I think, that I've ever talked about on the air. So McCabe was a big player in this investigation and the ongoing investigation of the Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. So what happened? He stepped down. He's on leave until he retires in the spring. Here's what happened. Getting massive criticism, right? And really probably deciding, why am I doing this? So McCabe's wife, as the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, explained, Jill McCabe got campaign donations from Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a big-time friend of the Clintons, when she ran for a state Senate seat in 2015. Bingo! So he's investigating Hillary Clinton in 2016. His wife got money when she was running for a state Senate seat in Virginia. That doesn't look good. But anyway, he didn't become deputy director until after she was beaten. There still is some there that just doesn't look right. So, boom, he's out. He's done realizing once the heat gets turned up in D.C., you step away from the frying pan or you get fried because that's what happens. They will fry you. All right, the State of the Union address, diving deeper into that. What is the Prez going to say when he cracks open the mic and addresses the nation and both chambers of Congress? I think it's going to be an optimistic tone. I really do. I think he's going to stick to the script, so to speak. He'll talk about the economy. He's got to talk about the successes that completely make sense. They're going to talk about the record stock market. I would. They're going to talk about the jobs, going to talk about trade, going to talk about international trade, the fact that he went to Davos and what happened there at the World Economic Forum. You can bet that that will come up. He's definitely going to speak about immigration, that he wants to come up with a solution for what's going on with the whole DACA problem and what border security should really look like. Absolutely, that's going to be there. Safer country, prouder country, stronger country. That may be the theme that just left my lips, but you'll be hearing from the press when it comes to the State of the Union. It seems as though when you mix in Russia and North Korea, it just fits, doesn't it? It's the perfect tagline. And that's what I think you're going to see. I think that's what you're going to hear. A big part of that. And then maybe there's going to be some people peppered in the chamber that will be pointed out because that's a normal kind of thing to do. Almost all presidents do that. And there's some success stories, so that makes sense to me. That's probably what we're going to see. I don't think there's going to be a lot of targets to shoot at when President Trump is done with the State of the Union address. It just doesn't seem as though with the successes and then with these compromises that are being talked about, I can't imagine it. It's going to be tough to really snipe on him, is what I would say. Very tough to do that. All right, in the meantime, North Korea. What's up with Kim Jong-un? I have some pretty good sources on this whole North Korea thing. I've talked about this before. Sources who, of course, can't come on the air unless their voice was disguised. But, and some of this would be what you would think we would be talking about. Meaning, if you think about North Korea, you listen to what the president's been saying, and you look at what's been happening in North Korea, right? You know, you tell me, where does North Korea end up? Where North Korea ends up again and again and again, it is in a much weaker position, I think. And the reason why is because there's no way, we already know this, Trump is pretty direct about his hits on Kim Jong-un. Say what you will, but I don't think there's any gray area when it comes to North Korea. So, to me, Kim Jong-un wants to constantly be relevant, as I've heard so much through the grapevine, not a surprise. So how do you stay relevant? Well, you shoot a few missiles, and you get really sloppy in some cases. But the whole idea is to open up the wounds, is to cause a little consternation on a big word Monday. And that he is. And there are a lot of people wondering, are we truly safe out there with what's happening with North Korea? Well, we have the Olympics coming up. North Korea is going to compete. There is a sort of softening, I say gently, with South Korea. Do I think they'll be united? No. Do I think ultimately that's what Kim Jong-un wants while his people are starving? No. But, and you even see it with some of the soldiers that have escaped to freedom in South Korea. But I don't believe that we're going to see this crack of this crackpot open up World War III. I think he's going to continue to press and press and press until he gets pushed back more and more and more and more. That's what I think. By the way, there are some Democrats boycotting the State of the Union. The list got a little bit bigger. You've got John Lewis, the congressman from Georgia. He's not going to go. You have Congresswoman Jayapal of Washington, who is not going to go as well. You have Congresswoman Barbara Lee from California. She's going to skip. Congresswoman Maxine Waters going to skip. You've got Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York, same thing. He says, I can't give this man who does not respect me the respect that to be in that audience. In Illinois, Congressman Bobby Rush says, we are watching the presidency erode before our eyes, and I, for one, refuse to participate in pomp and circumstance that does nothing but normalize his egregious and hateful behavior. Wow. So, you know, there's at least 15 congresspeople that say they will not be attending the inauguration for various reasons, most of them because they won't be there with that president. They say, forget about it. I don't know. Will there be a big hole somewhere in the chamber where you could see? Because we're talking about a handful and we're talking about a ton of people that are there for the State of the Union. I don't know. Would it be pointed out? No, not unless you had, you know, hundreds. You do the math. Then it would be a little bit different. A little bit different if that was the case. But the State of the Union, there's going to be some things to look for, and I think it's most of it is going to be the economics, how positive that is, and then maybe a few other transgressions into immigration and where we are with immigration, which is still tugging, going back and forth, trying to figure it all out. And by the way, I'm going to throw this one in for grins, as I have a lot of Cali friends, California buddies. There's a bill that's being proposed in California that would make it illegal, ready for this, for restaurant servers to give guests plastic straws unless requested. You know what the threat is if you just hand it to $1,000 fine or jail time? Ian Calderon, the Democratic assemblyman who introduced the bill this month, says it doesn't constitute a ban on drinking straws. It should progress into law, and the penalties would be nixed through amendments. He says they got to be creating awareness around the issue of one-time use of plastic straws and how detrimental the effects are on the landfills and waterways and oceans. So there would also be, you know, you'd have to ask for it. So the penalties would be pretty high of just putting them down, fast food, restaurants, that kind of thing. It would only apply right now to sit-down restaurants. They wanted to do fast food, but they thought it would be too hard this first time around. So just sit-down restaurants. We have to retrain all the waitstaff. They would not be used to that. Not be used to that at all. Hang with us for Books at Bedtime next on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN 66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN 66 to 543-543. That's FUN 66 to 543-543.
Talk to Anton Gunn instead on Forbes Books at Bedtime. You don't want to miss this conversation. Actually, it's an interesting and revealing conversation with a super smart man who I met in Charleston, South Carolina. His brother was killed on the coal. Remember the coal? And I can still remember the day that happened and how frightening that was. I mean, I even remember where I was. I was at my cousin's house, and I remember we were watching. I was off that day. So I was doing some television, and it was a terrorist attack against the United States Navy guided missile destroyer. The USS Cole was that. And that happened in October 2000. It was being refueled in Yemen in Aden Harbor. 17 sailors were killed, 39 injured. Anton Gunn's brother was one of the 17 killed. And wait till you hear what the government had for answers for him and his family. It may be one of the best interviews on Forbes Books at Bedtime that we've done so far, when it's not a CEO-related interview anyway. Although he has a company and is in the healthcare industry and is really thriving and trying to make a difference in that arena. But that story about his brother is unbelievable. And if you remember, that kicked open the door for, there wasn't the full-on investigation. And then what happened less than a year later, of course, 9/11. So mark it down. Do not miss it. Tomorrow, next show, we'll be talking to Anton Gunn. Chilling. absolutely chilling what he has to say about the bombing and then the government's reaction to that as well. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag. Mailbag! We're going to be doing that because it's an overflow of people teasing me about the Super Bowl and will the Eagles, because I don't make any, I'm not shy about it, that I grew up in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, and I'm, you know, all about Philadelphia Eagles because I always heard how they were going to win, they were going to win, they were going to win, and they have never won a Super Bowl. And Tom Brady is, he is a rock. Getting by Tom Brady is pretty tough, and it's going to be very tough for the Philadelphia Eagles, but I think we're going to see an excellent game. Let me just set it up that way, and I'll talk more about that once we get into the next version of the mailbag, which is coming up, like I said, in our next segment. But until then, as I kind of traversed in a couple of different directions here on ATN, another concern, and it would take up the whole mailbag if I talked about the flu, but I had a conversation with a doctor today about the flu and asked about, you know, this massive outbreak and what do you do to get the flu shot, to not get the flu shot. You go to the drugstore, it's shoved in your face, get the flu shot, $19.99. Does it do anything? And, you know, it's kind of a, the response is just so mixed, even from the medical community. So they're not saying get it. And they're talking about this Tamiflu, taking Tamiflu again and again and again. And, you know, the symptoms for this flu that they're talking about, the certain strain of flu, I did flush this out with him. It's what you think it would be. Sore throat, fever, diarrhea, brutal. And it's the cramping, the things that happen, how it's just taking people down. It's scary. It really, really is scary. I mean, the flu, we forget, causes, the CDC statistics say, and this is shocking to me, but causes the deaths each year between 12,000 and 56,000 people. Are you kidding me? So a bad outbreak can really knock out a group of people. You know, colleges, the close settings, the closed community areas, long-term care facilities. I was talking about visiting my mother-in-law in one of those care facilities, and immediately the masks, the hand wipes, everything, because they told me the second I walked in the door, there's flu rampant on the second floor. She was on the first, but that took me back. That took my breath away. Rampant on the second floor. I'm not feeling good about that, about being in this place where people are roaming all around. And so what do you think are the possibilities of what could happen, right? Well, the possibilities are that you can maybe catch the flu. Terrible. Terrible. All right, and by the way, as I mentioned in looking at a couple of different things that really caught my eye today, and the flu being one of them because I had that conversation, there is something that, there's something that always, I think, kind of weighs heavy, if you will, on so many of us. And you know what that is? That is the fact that we still, in addressing what's going on, and when I say in your backyard and in my backyard, we still don't get the full picture of why or how much money. I even talked to someone in D.C. about this. What is the exact amount being spent on this Russia investigation? So even though there's been warnings from the Justice Department, the House Intelligence Committee, and we mentioned it at the beginning, is going to release a memo that accuses the FBI of misusing its authority. So the Republicans voted no to release the secret memo on this Russian inquiry. They voted no. Because then what does that do? It explodes it more. What I think it does is now McCabe steps down for political reasons because of his wife and all the conversations about a couple of different things. So what's really unsettling is, again, how much do-re-mi? Because remember, it's your money and my money being spent on this investigation. I can think of a lot of investigations I want to see come to an end or a conclusion, and this is one of them. Because how many witnesses, how many memos, how many boxes of evidence do you go through before you say, yeah, we're not nailing this shut. This isn't happening. And that's the thing. No matter what you think, if you, and you have a belief, because we all have biases. So you may have a belief that there is something there, that somebody bungled up something. I personally think it was a stupid mistake with this Kislyak and letting him up Trump Tower and not even thinking about, oh, what does that look like and what are the repercussions? And then, hey, we're in this heated thing with Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I don't know that there was as much of an edge or a bite as there seems to be this huge attack for on one side. Because remember, we're a polarized nation, so you either think one way or you think the other way. And here's what I think. I think more money is being spent on this and being thrown across the chessboard without the kind of desired results, right? So if you have the information to take the president down, then you take him down, whether he's a Republican, a Democrat, or whatever. But in this case, I don't think they have it. They don't have it. They're just dancing around it, and they're throwing our hard-earned tax dollars, frankly, out the window when there's so much more that could be done with that money. Hey, absolutely, investigate it. But shouldn't there be some sort of a limit on how long the investigation goes? You know, where is the end of the investigation? Is this going to go into 2 years? That would be outrageous. And if it went into deeper than that, if it started to just go even deeper than that, then at some point, there's got to be a cutoff point, okay? Yeah, we've investigated this. It's like discovery in court. So you can have the big, baddest trial you want, and you're preparing for it. But as a lawyer, and even in a big law firm, it doesn't matter how many associates or how many people that you throw on something. You eventually have a deadline. You eventually have a timetable that you just have to hit. Or too bad. So to me, it's like we have this taxi that's running around, an expensive taxi, because Uber would be cheaper. So my analogy of taxi cab is better, or perhaps limousine, that's running around, driving around all over Washington, and the meter is running, folks. The meter is running, right? But what are we going to see out of this? What's going to come out of this? Who's going to really fall that's going to make us say, oh, of course, that was completely worth it. Of course. This is exactly what we expected. Uh-uh. I don't think so. So we're going to see whatever the memo is. We're going to see it. But the latest hide and seek. But I still don't believe there's this evidence that's going to just take down this entire administration. And if it does, then I've been boondoggled. But based on information I know, based on what all of us know, what we've read, and my own personal sources, I don't see it. I just don't see it. By the way, quickly, I'm going to say this one, because this story got some traction today, and I always say we talk about the buzz in the land. How about these tickets for the State of the Union? Because it's always a desired thing, no matter who's president, right? Unless you're those 15 Congress people. Some of the State of the Union tickets had a typo on them, and they said Unum. So UNOM. Whoops. I wonder if they'll sell that on eBay eventually. You just get this ticket and it says admit bearer, and it says to the visitors gallery, and it talks about where you're seated and the address of Congress and whatnot. So somebody's responsible for printing and distributing the tickets. Whoops. They didn't double check. Hitting the mailbag next on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Coming up on our last segment for this hour of America tonight, we're going to dive deep into the mailbag. But before we get there, let's go to Sally in Olympia. Hey, Sally.
Hi, Kate. I haven't talked to you for a while, but I've got this flu. And
Oh, it's awful.
I got it before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then I went down to Texas because my family said, we had it already for Christmas. I come back, I had a relapse. And then I thought I was good, you know. And then I went to work at a food bank, and there was a girl there. That was on Thursday, who almost died from this stuff. She was in the hospital. She couldn't breathe. I don't know if we're passing this around because you mentioned about that second floor of the nursing home being, this is just awful, Kate.
I know.
So I was just going to tell you, I hope you don't get this stuff.
Oh, you sound bad. You've had it since Christmas. That's unbelievable. That's so long. Well, you've had it over a month.
I've had it three times. This is the worst time, though. Today was horrible. I had a pounding headache. And I don't get a flu shot. I never had one because in the 70s, my mom almost died from one. But I've always kind of believed that, you know, if you run to medicine really quick, you don't build up your immune system.
Right.
But I had to break down and take some medicine. But it's horrid. So I'm just going to tell you, your nose runs,
be careful.
You get the chills, fever.
Watch out.
It's awful. So
Feel better, Sally.
I know I got people praying for me, but anyway.
Well, we're going to do the same. We're going to do the same. I want you to feel better, and I want you to save your voice. And I am glad that you called in and said that, because look at Sally's story. Thank you, Sally, and we wish you a speedy recovery. But just like she said, just like Sally said, so she feels better, boom, then she gets exposed, and there she goes again. So double dipping, triple dipping in her case, it sounded like, that had happened three times, and that's the kind of stuff you're hearing from people. It gets cleared up, oof, and then boom, they go somewhere, and just as easily. Now, they say your immune system, but I think there's something more to it than that. And how do you know? I mean, how do you know somebody around you has the flu and they're in a tight quarters with you, cubicle farms, that kind of stuff, going to school, kids, and then this is what happens. All right, on that note, because so many of you talked about the flu, which I already addressed, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
The mail is here. So I love this. I got some interesting mail. I mentioned that I had gotten a ton of mail about the flu. Because why? Because everybody's concerned about the flu and nobody wants to get the flu. And I can't blame you. I don't want to get the flu either. Because trying to shake it is not so easy. You go down for the count, just like Sally, just like so many other, people. So I'm going to bounce around to a couple of different interesting emails that I've gotten, including this one. And this is interesting. It's a sports note, but Jake sent me this from Austin, and he said, Kate, I'm sure you're aware of this, but wow, I can't believe it's coming to pressure. How about the Tribe saying they're going to stop using Chief Wahoo's logo on their uniforms starting in 2019? It's been a popular symbol, but they say it's not appropriate for use anymore. So they decided to get rid of it. And you know, these Native American nicknames have some people just boiling over. I just don't believe that they were racist and that's how it came about. It's supposed to be a show of strength. But regardless, hey, it's been on the uniform since 1948 and it's going out. It is gone. What do you think? Well, you said it. That this has been an argument that's now happened for the last really 6 or 7 years, especially with the Redskins. But over the past year now in baseball, because this is a baseball thing, you have Commissioner Rob Manfred, who has been pressuring Cleveland's chairman and chief executive to make a change, because he's saying, look, we're trying to do diversity and inclusion. And ultimately, it's just not appropriate anymore for using this on the field. So they're going to remove it. They're going to remove it. And the reaction is that it was a good thing to do. And Cleveland had started to kind of move away from it. That you didn't see it as much on banners and whatnot. But they kept saying they were cognizant of it. There was protests of it, all that kind of stuff. Bottom line, Chief Wahoo is history. And there's no way they were going to, I mean, there's, you know, that wasn't going to happen. And then in the case of the Redskins logo, now that's going to be the next thing that's already been talked about, but it's going to be talked about even more. Okay, so look what Cleveland did. Is there a chance that we might see that removed from the Redskins? And Daniel Snyder has really dug his heels in, and I think eventually, yes. But not right now. It hasn't happened right now. I'll just say that, right? All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Sam I.M., and Sam says this, Kate, how about this man who hit a pedestrian in Philadelphia? I was thinking of you since you're from the city of brotherly love, and they're talking about it being potentially a terrorist act, just ramming a person who was walking. And it's very strange, and I saw kind of a short clip from the police commissioner there who said that they haven't confirmed that the guy in the car was trying to run over several people but only hit one. Yeah, they're looking at that as a possible motive, is what I know. You're right. And the driver was pronounced dead because then, of course, he was shot by an off-duty cop, thank goodness, right? But they're trying to figure out if they if this guy was trying to target a whole bunch of people and only ended up with one, or was he just some reckless driver, hit one person, and this was 7:30 in the morning, would be a really busy time, and then flipped onto the person who flipped onto the hood of his car. The off-duty police officer happened to be in the area and intervened immediately. I made a verbal warning, did what you're supposed to do, and then fired. So the walker, the person who was walking, was taken to the hospital, treated for minor injuries, and that's a miracle. Oh, that's a miracle. Just imagine, it's 7:30 in the morning, maybe you didn't have your coffee yet, you're going to work, and all of a sudden this car is right up your backside. Right up your backside. And that's scary. We've seen these terrorist acts, and was it just some nut job just happened to do that? What was it that led him in that, I don't know, what led him in that direction, right? That's what I would say. All right, then I got this one. You guys were so cheery this time around. I got this one from Cal, listening to us in Portland, who says, Kate, I can't wait to come to Portland, just like the people in Florida. I'm going to bug you to death until we see you, and I will do anything I can to make it a reality of you doing a paid remote up here just to get you up here, because I think you would love our wineries, and it'd be great to see America Tonight come up. Well, there's a good chance that that can happen. We have a great affiliate there, KPAM, by the way. All right, so the thought of this, or the dialogue in this email is, what's up with rides? Did you hear about Disney California's adventure ride, Ursula, that lost her head? So it had to be pretty scary for anybody who happened to see it. So I did see this because somebody sent me a link, ironically, so the timing of the email is good, where the head of Ursula came off. So there were people saw Ursula decapitated, and it was freaked out the kids, because they're little kids. It's an animatronic thing, and that's not what they expected to happen, so it was quite obvious it was an accident. And that's crazy. I'm laughing, but it's crazy. So, of course, in this age of we have our cell phones, let's flip them up. You could see where it was severed, and people were talking about that the villain literally lost her head. And that's what you see. The head is gone, and it's just hanging in the balance. And a bunch of people, had taken little clips of it, little videos of it. My, oh, my. I mean, Twitter. It was all over Twitter. Really, really crazy. On that note, we're going to skedaddle from this hour of America Tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.